Okay, let's get started with the, we do have some note takers, so James Swan and Sheeda Schubert are taking notes. Matt Lipinski here is acting as the Jabber scribe. The note well statement, you should have had this in your packs when you got to the meeting. You should have seen it plenty of times before. If you haven't seen it, please read it and abide by it. Okay, we do have a Jabber room, we have remote audio, and there's various addresses on here. When you are speaking at the microphone, please remember to use the microphone. Please remember to give your name, and don't turn away halfway through speaking to talk to someone behind you. Okay, we have three sessions this time round. For sip and sipping together, and you'll find that various deliverables are spread throughout those three sessions. So session one contains mainly items that will be in future discussed in SIP Core if that proposal proceeds. Session two contains mainly items that will be in future discussed in Dispatch if that proposal proceeds. And session three contains current continuing work. Now the slides, if you go looking for them, will be in the advertised location for the agenda slot. So session one and session two will be in the SIP meeting management tool area, and session three will be in the SIPing meeting management tool area. So even if it's a SIPing deliverable, but if it's being presented in session one and two, it will be in the SIP area. So hope. Right, agenda. So slot one, which is today, we're starting out with the presentation of the SIP change process, and then the discussion will be on Friday morning. And then we're dealing with early dialogue termination, that's the 199. Three slots for Robert Sparks's deliverables or documents. Then a slot for the history info and target URI discussion. And then Eric is going to weigh in with the info stuff, assuming someone's reminded him that it's actually today he's doing it rather than Friday because we shifted him. Wednesday's slot, tomorrow, basically a sequence, which I'm not going to try and read out, of a number of small slots. And basically the idea in all of these, I think, is basically to see how the work goes forward in terms of chartering. So I won't bother reading them all out, but if people have any problems with anything there, then shout. And then Friday's agenda slot is to start out with basically the offer answer, re-invite handling stuff, first from Gonzalo and then from Krista. Identity, we've been having some offline discussions on identity by an informal group, so basically there's 25 minutes for that. And then profile data sets, overload control, event throttling, and then finally the discussion of the SIP change process, basically what you think of the process, having had it presented to you and having had some allocation of the work over that during the course of the three slots. So is there any discussion on the agenda? Anybody want to change anything? No? Good. Right, the SIP status. There is a separate presentation pack on the meeting management site which has the more detailed SIP status. So this is basically just a very brief summary. And what's in the other slides is what I posted to the list yesterday. But we've had four documents published. So congratulations to all the authors involved in that, in getting these documents through, in some cases eventually. So thank you, the authors, for working on those documents. Other summary status information. So we currently have six documents in the RFC editor queue, seven documents with the IESG, three documents awaiting submission to IESG, five documents in working group last call, and two documents still in discussion in the working group. I've missed the essential corrections off this slide purposefully to keep it simple, but that's basically where we are on those. Does anybody want to, if these are not on the agenda, does anybody wish to raise any issues with any of these documents before we move on? If they're on the agenda, obviously we can wait until we get to the agenda slot, but no? Yes. Okay, John asked me to present one slide on the configuration profile work going on in the SIP forum. Basically, this is an advertisement for setting up an ad hoc discussion during tomorrow morning's breakfast. I don't know whether John's yet got a room. Right, okay. So by the time Eric gets to info, we might actually know what room this is going to be in. But this is basically the work that was started off, I think, in Dublin and has been going on since then. So if anybody's interested in that, I assume it's open to anybody to turn up, is it?
Yeah.
But it's bring your own breakfast. Okay, so we'll come back to that later. And that's the last of the agenda slides. So I guess that then brings us to John. Mr. Peterson? And while he's walking down here, I happen to have a little something here that I've been told to give to him. This is 1999, which I gather is a very good year, RFC 2543 vintage.
Excellent.
Thank you.